In case of Perry versus Commonwealth, the appellant has waived oral argument, and so you have up to 15 minutes, sir. You don't need to use it all.
Yeah, let me thank you in advance for being brave enough to, in light of a waiver, to actually stand here before us.
Always you want to be able to answer questions the court can have on the agenda. Here, the facts are pretty straightforward. Mr. Perry was under arrest. Deputy was trying to take him to the adult detention center. He intentionally broke the grasp of the officer, took several steps away from the officer. He also was several steps away from the gate going into the detention center. Officer had to reach out to grab him, at which point he then pushed them into the adult detention center. And the defendant was saying, "You got me, you got me." To the extent the defendant was arguing there was no intent, I think his actions clearly speak that he was attempting to get away from the officer by not only breaking grip, but moving physically away from him and away from the detention center. In fact, the officer had to grab him again. And then once being apprehended, he said, "You got me." Indicates at some point he didn't have him. So it clearly indicates that the officer, the defendant was intending to flee. As the statute criminalizes flight during arrest, evidence was sufficient to convict. His intent was clear from his actions and his statements afterwards. And as a result, the evidence was sufficient. Yeah, they answered any questions appropriately afterwards.
Well, counsel, I know you are intimately familiar with Joseph.
Yes, Your Honor.
So this case really does fall directly under Joseph and the interpretation.
Yes, Your Honor.
How far that, so it's obviously not flight in the actual sense of fleeing.
It's not headlong running away.
It's not headlong, but
we have movement away from, coupled with the intent to act intentionally, which I think is what the statute requires, that you do this intentionally. Those things indicate the fact that it's either a flight or an attempted flight. Had the officer not been able to grasp him as quickly as he did, we may as well have had a situation where it was a headlong flight.
But he hasn't. But he wasn't charged with attempted.
Well, the statute covers flight or attempted flight. Those are both in the same statute. I'm looking at actually the appellant's brief here. This is on the bottom of page 7 onto page 8. Section B of the statute, for purpose of this section, intentionally preventing or attempting to prevent lawful arrest means fleeing from law enforcement officers. So we have preventing or attempting to prevent by flight. So even if the flight is not successful, which ordinarily it's not, you still have at least an attempt to resist by fleeing.
So you're saying you don't have to charge an attempt offense.
I don't know if you actually could charge an attempt to violating this statute the way it's written. It seems to encompass attempting within itself. Resisting or attempting to resist are both covered by this statute. So I don't know if there's such a thing as attempt to commit an attempt.
Right. So because of the wording of the statute, how do you reconcile those words together?
Well, again, I think, as this court, I believe, said to Joseph, that flight has its ordinary meaning, which is generally thought of as headlong flight. But also, I think the court indicated that any movement away from the police officer would constitute flight as well. Just because he's not successful or the officer's reflexes are fast enough to keep him from turning into headlong flight, obviously is better for everybody involved. But so there should not be. That's legal to do that. It's illegal only if the officer isn't able to immediately reapprehend him. So I think as a public policy issue, it makes sense that this is still a crime given the circumstances, because he did break the grip, he did make movements away from the officer, which is the barest definition of flight.
And he said, "You got me."
You got me,
right.
Which clearly he was saying, hopefully you wouldn't have me. And again, another interesting fact is this was the only time during the entire encounter with the defendant where the officer was not armed. Which indicates this might have been a calculated time on the part of the defendant. This was the time he was going to try to make an escape, or flee by flight, or resist by flight.
Anything further? Hearing none. Thank you very much. We'll step down and greet counsel.